Yochel, of course, if it's the Shvelach, because the guy can't bring Kabbalahs anyway. No, Mr. Shvelach here. What was to happen to me? The guy can't bring, guy doesn't have Kabbalahs anyway. You're right. For tomorrow, yeah. Yochel, lo yeheg nezir, maybe can't be a nozir at all, the guy. Tamu lo yemish. So, of course, still a kasha. There may be a guy is in the parasha of nezirus, just not for the Kabbalahs. And tomorrow also, Rabbi Yechon, Alochi ben Nazir. That that a Jewish son could take over his father's money, that's also Alochi Moshe Mesinai. So Pshita, it does not apply to a guy.
Now the Gemara asks the Kasha. The word Yehochi is not supposed to be, the Gemara takes it out. But the Kasha is like this. The Pasuk says, Ish Kiyafli Neder. Be Erkecho, be Erechin Lomeli. Like, why do we have to have the extra word Ish in the Parsha of Erechin? Like before we said the Pshat is, even though it says Dabra B'nei Yisrael, so it said before B'nei Yisrael can make a Marichin and not an Akum, but how do we know that a Goy has an Erech? That's from this Pasek Ish. So we're asking now a question, why do we need the Pasek Ish for? Even without the word Ish, I would know to say that a Goy has an Erechin, has a value to himself, that if somebody is Makdashit, it's Chal. But the Marius, there's a hekish for the parsha of Erechin to the parsha of Nedarim. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Ish ki yafli neder bi erkecho. So there's a hekish of the parsha of Nedarim to the parsha of Erechin. For Atani, we learned like this, Gabi Nedarim. By Nedarim, we learned, Ish ma tam loima. Why does the Pasuk have to say Ish? So he said, L'rabi, tesoiv dikechovim, shehein noidru nedarim un nedavis ki Yisrael, that a guy could also bring in a nedava like Yisrael. It could also bring a neder or a nedava like Yisrael. It could bring a korban. So if so, I should automatically know by Erechin also a guy has shaychas Erechin. See, even though true, we have the Pasuk Dabro b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael b'loyev dikechovim. So Taisa speaks out, but I call upon him, it's a svara to try and make a guy at least a little bit in the parish of Erechin. Because he's in the parasha of Nedarim. So therefore in Svara I should say that a guy has an Erechin. Even though he can't be Marichin, he himself can't be Mechayiv himself to give the money, but he has a value that somebody else can be Mechayiv himself to give the value of the guy. So if so, that's a Svara. So why do I need the Pasuk of Ish Ki Yafli? What's the extra word Ish here? So Gemara answers, there's the Kasha Ish Ki Yafli B'Erechin Lomeli. So what do we have to have it for? So Gemara answers, Elahai ish mi boile li suya mufla samach li ish. I tell you the extra word ish here is not to come to teach me that goyim have shaykhas terechin, but rather is coming to teach me the yisoid of mufla samach li ish. The what that even before a boy becomes bar mitzvah, still there's aloch, he can make a neder a year before he can make a neder. That's why I need this Pasek B'erchen of Ish Kiyafli. Now the Berkecho is to teach me this klal of Mufla Samach Liish. That means even before he's Bar Mitzvah, a girl before she's Bas Mitzvah, she's also in the Pasha of Nedarim. So Gemara, yes, it depends. Honichu l'man diyom Mufla Samach Liish diyaraisa. If Yod Mufla Samach Liish is diyaraisa, then it's very good. El l'man diyom the Rabbonin. But if you hold, no, it's only the Rabbonin that can swear that the Nedar is Chal. But midiraisa before the bar mitzvah, the neder is not chal. If so, ish ki yaflu lomeli. Again, what do we have to have this pasuk ish ki yaflu for? There's no halacha of mufla samach li ish. And for the parsha that a goy is in the parsha of Erechin, I should know even without this pasuk. So what do I need the pasuk ish ki yaflu? So my answer is lesuya mufla samach li ish diyav dikechovim. In other words, like the Rosh speaks out, even if you hold by a Jew, by Yisrael, there's no din mufla samach liish. That's because by a b'nei Yisrael that he comes bechlal the lav of by yachil when he's by mitzvah. So therefore, there's no parsha of nedarim before he's by mitzvah. Mashenkin by a girl that there's no parsha of by yachil bechlal. It's only from this ribuy of ish to say that bechlal a goy is in the parsha of nedarim. So maybe this pasuk of ish has come to teach us that there's a parsha of mufla samach liish by a goy. That when a guy, even before he's bar mitzvah, there's no din bar mitzvah by a guy, but I call upon it, even before he knows what he's saying, still, even before that, still, the nedarim is chal. So that's what the pasuk ish comes to teach us. Now the Gemara goes weiter. Honich l'man diyom b'nei Yisrael nerechin, v'yein adik echovim nerechin. It's cool that the man that says only b'nei Yisrael has an erech, has a value to himself, but a guy has no value to himself. I would think what? That who adin, he can't be marich, he can't make nedarim to mechayiv himself to pay money. Talmud loy me ish. Boston says ish shapir. So the chiddush according to this man, the yomer, is that a guy could make nedarim to mechayim himself to pay the money. So this man, the yomer, was saying just the opposite we said before, that a guy could be marich, but he has no erich and he can't be nerach. So this is good that the Gemara says Talmud Loimi ish. That's why it's good we need the pasuk ish shapir. But according to the man, the yomer that holds bnei Yisrael marichin, only bnei Yisrael is marich. They, a guy cannot be marich. It means he can't make a neder to a mechayiv himself to give this money to hegdish. Yochel, I would have thought to say, lo yehei nerchin, he doesn't have an erich either. He has no value for himself negated to a Jew. Talmud loy mish. And this we dash, you know, Talmud loy mish. So if so, afilu tinik ben chodesh bari ruchihu. In other words, if the ribui by a guy is that he has an erich in, that means he has value. So if somebody else wants to make a neder, it's chal, so negate to the guy, even if he's a one month old, also there's an erichin. Like we struggle with the other man, the yomah, that the chiddush guy could even be marich, he could even make the nidre hegdish, then it's good that we dash in muflus samach liish, that even before he's a gadol, he could do it. But at this man, the yomah, that a guy can't be marich, all a guy could do is just have an erich, and he just has a value, negate to a Jew, so his value starts even at 1 month old. So for the Gemara, kiyafli lomali. So Quintus Mandiyama, what do we need the pasuk kiyafli? There's no chiddush of mufla samach liish. So what do we need the pasuk kiyafli for? So this the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ahad Barava, liisuya ovi kichovim gadol. It's come to teach me a guy that's a gadol. The yafagav the gadol who, even though he's a gadol, because even though this gadol, this guy is a gadol, so Gersa should be. Eino yedei lahaflois, that's our girsa, but Tayyus says what it means to say is, the afagav the godelu, emeini yedei lahaflois lehevi nidra neder. If he doesn't know what he's saying, then the neder is not chal. Mashen can be yisrod levinin yedei lahaflois begodel. So that's the chiddush here. So this man diyam is good. The ishki yafla comes to teach us that by a goy, even though he's a godel, still the neder is only chal if he's yedei lahaflois. He knows how to speak it out, he knows what he's saying. Now the Gemara is the kasha like this. Ela ki yafli the kosa rachamon agar b'nezirus lomali. What does the Torah have to say again? Ish ki yafli by nezirus. Michti, let's see. Ha ishkesh nezirus l'nadarim. There's a hekesh of the parash of nezirus to the parash of nadarim. So if so, ki yafli lomali. What do we need to pass a ki yafli for? I know what already for nechus nadarim. So Marin says, l'suya yodayim. It comes to teach us to include even yodayim hands. Shein amachichos. That we don't see 100% what you mean. The Yitma, like we learned before in the Gemara Nadarim, Yodayim Shem Achichas, if you say a Loshen, and we're not sure what it means, most probably meant to make a Neder, but it's not Mechichas, it doesn't mean 100%. Is Abai Yerom Ehevi Yodayim, that's called a good Yodayim. Rav Yerom Ehevi Yodayim, no, it's not called a good Yodayim. So the Gemara says, Li Abai Yenich, according to Abai, it's very good. Abai says, what heavy Yodayim? It's called a good Neder, because Ishki Afli, we learn it out, Yodayim Shem Achichas. El Rava Michael Meima. Rava says if the Yodayim, the hands, like the beginning of your Lashon, is not for sure what you mean to make a neder, it's not a good Lashon. So if so, what do we need the Pasuk Ish Kiyafli for by Nazirus? So my answer is El Kiyafli mi Borda look at Rav Tafrin. We need it for Rav Tafrin, Talocha. Tatani, we learned like this. Rav Yehudu Roime Mishum Rav Tafrin. E Nechod Mehem Nazir. In the case we have two people, and each one says a lashon like, I want to be a nazir if this person is so-and-so. And the other one says, I'll be a nazir if he's not so-and-so. So at the time when they said the neder, we do not know which one of the two is a nazir. So Rav Tafrin says, neither of them become a nazir. Why? Lefishler nitnu nazirus elalaf lo. Nazirus was only given to have a clear lashon. We have to know clearly which one is a nazir, Bishasi said it. That's why we need the pasuk ish kiyafli by nazirus. So Mor says, "Oh, Nichol Reb Tafin, Reb Tafin is very good. That there's such a pasuk of half law, you have to speak out a clear lashon. Elu LeRabbanan, Ma'ikul Meimah. But according to Rabbanan, what can you say? You don't need a clear lashon. So why do we need the pasuk Ish Kiyafli? The Mor answers, "Elu Miborla, look at the Tanya. We need it like we learned. Het in the Dorim, the Klal of Het in the Dorim, that the Chochem could be Matar and Neder is Perchin Biaver. It's like hanging in the air. V'yein Lehen Amash Yismachu. We don't have on what they should hang." In other words, it doesn't say clearly where the heter of Hatoros Nadarim is. On this, Rebbe Lezer, I may know, Yesh Lemamash Yismachu, there is a posik that we can rely on to know this chiddush, that a chokham could be matter in heter. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ish kiyafli. Kiyafli shteipom. It says it twice, like once by Nadarim, once by Nazirus. Echad haflo le'isav, yechad haflo le'heter. What does the cup teach us to such a flaw? There's an Indian of Diba to make something also? And the second one is to teach us, Echad haflo le'heter, that there's such a way with the Kayach of a Diba or a Chacham could be matter than Eder. So that's why we need this extra Kiyafli by Nazirus to teach us there is a Pash of Atoras, the Dor, that a Chacham could be matter than Eder. Alright, we'll stop here.